Well, welcome everybody.
Hello.
This is a very special and unusual event tonight because we are going to have a example of divination in action here. And so our special guests tonight are diviners Teresa Dentino and Amy Tasman. Teresa will be doing the divination function. I think, Amy, you'll be doing providing some context, some discussion about what kind of divination this is. But all of this divination work comes out of originally the Dogra tradition. And there's various forms of divination that come out of this Western African tradition within the Burkina Faso and Ghana area. There's a form called stick divination. There's a form that we'll be exploring tonight called voice divination. And there's other forms of divination that came out of that tradition as well. Many of you may have heard of Maladoma Somme, who is a writer who wrote quite a bit from that out of that tradition and really popularized it in the West. And the diviners here today come out of that tradition. But Teresa, who's doing the divination, is unusual in that she was mentored and she studied in this tradition, but she also brings a connection with other lineages, including the Strego or Italian lineages of divination work. And so, similarly with Amy, I think everyone in Teresa's circle both honors and participates in the Dogra tradition, but also brings in other divination lineages together. So, as Teresa writes, it's a very postmodern kind of divination tradition. So, tonight the practice is going to be voice divination, and this is participatory because Amy will facilitate, but we encourage everyone to bring questions, and Amy will bring you up. You can sit, you can ask Teresa, but you're not really asking Teresa. She's the diviner. What that means is what you're having is a conversation with elemental beings of the water called Kuntumble. And so the Kuntumble are a very special class of being in this tradition. They're very fun-loving, they're very playful, they're very joyful. They are very delicate as well. And the earth elementals called the Wedame often serve as protectors for the Kuntumble. So it's a very different kind of divination because it's fun, it's interactive, you're in a conversation with these beings, and it's important to bring your questions to them, and they will be in conversation with you, and you can ask them questions. And so it should be a fun event. I think it's very exciting. And so just a few more notes on Teresa and Amy. I think Amy has been a mentee of Teresa and a diviner now. She was what they call merged in 2018. Teresa, I believe, was started on the divination path in this tradition in 2010. I think that's right. And I know them both well because I'm a mentee of Teresa's, and so I'm working in this tradition as well. So it's a great honor for us at Many Rivers to have real-life divination taking place. And so I welcome you all, encourage you to bring your questions, and I will turn it over to Amy to begin the conversation.
Hey, welcome everybody. Stuart did such a good job of explaining to you what we're doing here tonight. I'll just tell you a little bit more about Teresa and our community that we have here. So Teresa, as Stuart said, is an initiated stick diviner, medicine woman. She is an author, and she created a really beautiful community for other diviners. And so she's made it her life's work to not only write beautiful novels and instructional, like basically textbooks of how to do these things and how to help find your own lineage and different rituals, but she's really wanted to bring back medicine work to the earth and to create community and to start building really strong membranes for our community. So she started this called Strega Tree because she is by lineage a Strega, an Italian Strega. So this is a little different, as you were saying, it's a little postmodern in that we're not, you know, we are initiated in the Dagra lineage, but we're also initiated in our own lineage and our own ancestry. And so we kind of weave what we've learned from working on the land and working with, you know, the ancestors of the land, weaving in our own traditions, and then weaving in the Dagra. But the technology stays the same. So we hold true to the technology. And what we're doing today is voice divination. So as Stuart said, we're going to be sitting and witnessing other people and each other come up. And somebody's going to take a seat here. And you're going to have a question in your heart that you want to talk about. And it can be anything. It can be personal. It can be cosmic. It can be like whatever it is that you're holding in your heart. And you're going to give a quarter. I have a few here, but if you have one on you, you can start holding it and kind of charging it with your energy. And she's hiding behind here because this is tradition. So she has to be in a dark space where nobody sees her. And you're going to hold and just put the quarter underneath here, underneath the curtain. And then you're going to speak to Kintomble. And Kintomble comes through her. And Kintomble is very excited and effervescent, and there's a really high frequency. So she's holding this high frequency the whole time. And so that's why after she's done invoking, which you'll hear her speaking and calling on all the different spirits that she's bringing in and rattling, we have 50 minutes of like that she can hold their energy in her body. So I'm going to pass around this bowl that has paper, and you can put your name in there, and we'll pick. And hopefully we get through everybody, but we may not. But there's messages for everybody when you're just hearing it, like something's coming through for everyone. And if you, in the back, want to come closer, you're going to be able to hear better up here if you want. Yeah, and so, I've been a student and mentee of Teresa's since 2016, and I was merged in 2018, and I work with children, and you know, our group does a lot of the unseen work going out on the land and working with the trees and the mountains and the waters and just doing healing work. And so that's really what our community is about. We gather together all the time on the land and tend to whatever's needed. And then we divine. And every diviner has their own signature and their own path that they've taken. And Teresa's is really powerful and amazing. And so you're going to get to meet her Kintomble. So I'm going to pass this out and you can put your name. If you want to come up, if you would like to ask a question. And I can pass some pens.
Too many questions.
I know, right? Narrow it down.
Amy.
And Teresa is not going to be available afterwards for talking and having questions, but feel free to email her. There's a book down here with all of her books and her information. There's my business cards and a class that I'm doing. I'm offering group divinations, a series of them.
What did
next
you say
month?
To do with this again?
Put your name on it.
Do we just put it in here? Or
yeah, we'll fold it up. Here. Does anybody need a pen? No. Yeah,
in there. Is there an extra piece of paper?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you put your name in?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I did too.
Does anybody have any questions? Do you have an idea of what to expect?
So you'll come up, you'll sit here, drop the quarters, and then there's a notebook here with some pens. And feel free to take any notes because you get a lot of info and you may not be able to hold it. So there's notes there for you.
We're talking to the Cantomble. Will the Cantomble tell us when we're kind of done? And we can
So that's another thing I wanted to just, thank you. This is a lot different. So when we do stick divination, it's a really grounded thing. We're sitting, where it's very like based in the earth and nature, and it's slower and grounded. This is like bubbly and light and effervescent, and the energy needs to be fed. So the Cantomble need you to speak back to them. They want the energy to be up. So if there's like a lot of lulls, it's harder for her to hold their energy. So interact, talk to them. It's always nice to say, "Hi, Cantomble. I'm, you know, introduce yourself. How's your family?" Like, that's what I always ask them. How's your family? So you'll. So yeah, you'll be able to chat with them and just have fun. And have joy, because that's like what they feed off of is joy, and that's I think I've covered it all.
And what do people do with the quarter once they come up?
Underneath the curtain. You guys got that? Okay.
Oh, and so then the original question was, will we know when the Cantomble have finished with us?
Yes. Yeah. They'll say. They'll stop. And you can say, "Are you done, Cantomble?" Yeah.
Did you say that we can ask questions, like if we follow-up questions to when they respond, or no?
Yeah, it's a conversation.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, being mindful that there's a lot of people in the room that also want to turn, and there's a limited amount of time, but we also have to just be open to it taking however long it's going to take of spirit time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have about 3 minutes per person, because you're only available for 50 minutes after this.
But that's not really the way it works. Yeah. That's nice and beery.
Well,
that's a very Western way to work.
Yeah, it could be like 20 minutes of one person if that's what's needed, you know. Or it could be that they have a message for everybody that they want to start talking about. Because it's not, you know, it's like once you come in here and the container is made, we're all in this together, and so everything is meant for everybody. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we don't really get a say. Do you want to invoke before I call people, or should I have somebody sitting here for you as soon as you're done?
I'll invoke before.
Yeah, okay. So she's going to begin her invocation.
Oh, and just everybody, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to be rattling and ringing bells, so sometimes it's hard to hear over those. So if you can't hear, just tell me and I will reduce the bells.
And also, I'm what's called the gatekeeper, so I'm kind of making sure who comes up and who's going to sit down, like making sure her energy is maintained. If there's something that is meant for everybody and you can't hear, I can repeat it and just kind of echo that so everybody gets the message. Thank you.
to the space, greetings to this place, greetings to this beautiful spiritual bookstore that has offered to host Dragatri and Kanhumle today. Greetings to the beautiful energy of this place that Rob and Stuart and Grady and Carl have tended to so beautifully for so many years. Greetings to this place. Greetings to all the books. So many books, I know. So many books. Greetings to all the books that are here and all the wisdom that is held in this space. I'm calling on Kanhumle. Calling on the Kanhumle and the Kanhumle realm. Calling on the Kanhumle and the Kanhumle ancestors. The Kanhumle babies, the Kanhumle grandparents. I'm calling on the place where the Kanhumle live, the place where they come from, the dimensional realm that houses them. And giving gratitude to the Kanhumle realm and all the Kanhumle that want to work with humans. I give gratitude to the Kanhumle that choose to work with the human realm in order to offer healing and wisdom and a different perspective and to help us in our human lives, which sometimes feels so arduous, so difficult, but also joyful. Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm not forgetting the joy. Also very joyful. I'm calling on everybody to keep an open heart. I am opening my heart. I'm calling on all the hearts in this room. I'm calling on my heart. I'm calling on my Kanhumle by her special name now. I won't say it out loud, but I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. I'm so thankful for you. I'm calling on the ancestors. I'm calling on the ancestors of all the people in this room. All the well and good ancestors that want to come and be with us now and listen to and talk to Kanhumle. Calling on all the ancestors. That's a lot of ancestors. I'm calling on the star ancestors. From the deep beginning of the universe, the star ancestors that we can't even imagine who they were, but they're here with us still, they're present with us still. I'm calling on the stars and the star ancestors. I'm calling on the ancestors of the earth. I'm calling on the earth and the earth ancestors and earth's relationship to the stars and the planet. Calling on this beautiful planet that we live on, Gaia. And I'm calling on the water. Calling on water. Calling on the multiverse. This amazing presence that inhabits us all, the multiverse and deep time. I'm calling on the multiverse and deep time. And all of the time as it stretches out and coils back up into infinity. Calling on the water. Calling on water. Calling on this amazing element we call water. And calling on the mystery that is water. And the Kanhumle that are water. And calling on the water in the cosmos. All of the water on this planet. I'm calling on the rivers and the oceans and the streams and the creeks. I'm calling on the fog. I'm calling on the mist. All the water in our bodies. All the water in our hearts. I'm calling on the water and all the coherence of the water, the everywhere water, the bigness of water. And I'm calling on the water, calling on water, calling on the star grandmothers from the Laguna de Santa Rosa. I'm calling on the star grandmothers from this sacred place called the Laguna. Star grandmothers who have offered to help transmute the information. That's in Kanhumle, so that I may understand it. I thank you, Star Grandmothers,
special offering to help translate the language of the Kontoble so that I may understand her. Calling on the star grandmother. Calling on the dog people. Calling on all the wolves in the Weba. I'm asking for the Weba to circle this place and protect us all and contain us all while we do this divination today. And all these beautiful people that have come out to talk to some family. Calling on Sirius and all the Sirius people. And I'm calling on the cosmic membrane. Calling on the cosmic membrane. And I'm asking for the portal to open between this dimension and the dimension that Kontoble live in, so that we may travel through this tunnel to meet one another and talk to one another. I'm calling on the cosmic membrane to allow this transfer of information to cross these dimensional membranes. I'm thanking the membrane for all the holding and containing they do for all of life. I'm calling on the membrane of this village that we live in. I'm calling on the membrane of this village that we live in, asking for it to support us all, especially in these times that we're living in. And I'm calling on anxiety and the Pleiades. Calling on anxiety and the Pleiades. Calling on my great-grandmother, all of my guides, all of my ancestors, Wedeme, calling on the Wedeme to come and help Kontoble. Calling on all of you, Kontoble, Dominica, Wedeme, to come and help me. I can't do this without you. It is you who call me to do this work. I need you to come now and help me speak to the Kontoble. Calling on water. Calling on water. Hi, Kontoble.
Hi, Kontoble. It's Amy. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm so good. You know, we need this, right? At this time in the world, we need to do this for our community. So thank you.
Oh, yes.
I love you.
We need it too, because when you're not happy, we're not happy.
Can everybody hear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just if you can't hear at some point when you're here, just say, I can't hear you, Kontoble. Grady, you're up.
Hi, Kontoble.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
What was that?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Grady.
Baby.
It's good to talk to you. How are you and how is your family?
I'm good. My family is pretty good, yeah.
I'm glad
to doing pretty well.
Glad to hear it. I wish you well.
Thank you.
So I have a question.
What is the question?
I do. How can I release or heal from trauma in a way that will be accepted by me, that I'll participate in and actually heal? To let go of pain and reactive, cramped stuff I've been carrying.
Oh, but you're saying you want to know how to do it so that you will do it.
Yes.
Ooh, woo-hoo-hoo! That's really tricky.
What was that?
That's really tricky.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, how to do it when you don't want to do it, but you don't want to do it, but you tell what to do it, and then you don't do it, and then you wish you did it, and then you don't do it.
That's exactly how it goes.
Ooh, all right. I need to look at you for a minute.
Okay. Feel free to look at me. I'm glad to be here.
Ooh. Are you glad a lot?
It comes and goes.
Okay. Yeah. It comes and goes. Ooh. When are you glad?
I'm glad like when I'm working and doing things productively like at the store.
Glad.
I'm glad when I'm tired and can go to bed. Like it's time.
But you need something that you can do when you're glad.
Yeah.
And you need to
heal from trauma, you say? Trauma.
Yes.
Trauma. Do you believe you can heal?
I had such a mixed response when you said that. Woo! like yes and no at the same time.
Yeah, I see that. Yes or no, it's living in you.
Yeah.
You're a tricky one.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, there's times I totally believe I can heal, feel like I'm healing, and then times I don't, and I don't feel hopeful. So they both go on for sure.
What if you're already healed?
What if I'm already healed? Well, then it's done. Then I can relax, right? Oh. Okay. So then what if I'm already healed? Maybe that's my question.
Yeah, what if? Then what would you do?
Well, then I wouldn't have to worry about this question about healing from trauma.
Okay.
I would just act.
So how about you already healed?
That's a good one. I mean, I could, like, live into that, right? Or just be it.
How about you start today saying, I'm already healed.
I'm already healed.
What's next? What's next? What comes to your mind when you say, what's next?
I mean, it's just, I'm just doing activity. I'm just living. I'm not, like, there's none of the obsessing over thoughts or opinions or reactivities. It's just doing productive things that are satisfying and fun to do. So that's what's there if I'm healed. Which is pretty good.
I feel a ritual coming on, so 1 second.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm ready to write it.
Number one. Your reactivity.
Uh-huh.
Write that down 3 times. My reactivity is not because I am not healed. My reactivity is not because I'm not healed. My reactivity is not because I'm not healed. My reactivity is because I'm passionate. And I care. And I have opinions. And I'm going to listen to my reactivity. My reactivity is trying to tell me something. So when I'm reactive, I'm going to say, oh, wow, that's interesting. Why do you feel that way? Tell me about that. That's interesting. But it doesn't mean you're not healed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. That's great. Thank you.
So you're going to go to the water.
Yeah.
Which water are you going to go to?
The Pacific Ocean.
You're gonna go to the Pacific Ocean!
Yeah!
You better mean it!
That is big water, isn't it?
It's a big water!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you're gonna go to the Pacific Ocean. You're going to do what I just told you to do. You're gonna say 3 times, you're gonna do all that, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But then you're gonna offer the water. Your unhealed self. And say, I'm done with this. I'm done with this being unhealed. From now on, I'm healed. And everything that happens now is a fresh start.
Got it.
And I'm curious about myself. I'm curious. Why did you do that? Why do you think that? You're so interesting, Grady. Grady is so interesting to Grady.
Got it.
And you start like that.
Yeah.
Okay, are you getting it?
I got it. It's written down.
Are you feeling it?
Yes.
Okay, you're putting that old unhealed self into the water.
Yes.
And you're bringing something that represents it. and you're offering it to the water. You're offering it. You see? It's an offering. You've been carrying this around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know it really, really well.
So yes.
It's a big sacrifice to give this to the ocean. This is your friend. Your unhealed self is your very good friend.
Right.
Right? You know it so well. So you're going to say, don't let me take this back, Mama Ocean. Don't let me take it back. I'm giving it to you. And from now on, I move forward as a healed person.
Mm. Got it.
And then you walk away. And then if you need a refresher course, you can come and see me.
I got it.
You know where I am.
That's clear. Thank you, Contemple.
Thank you, Grady. You have a very big light, and it's time to shine it.
I got that. Thank you. I will talk to you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Kintonde, you have another friend coming. Just a moment.
Aloha. How are you feeling?
Hey, Mom, is somebody there?
Somebody is here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the quarter underneath?
Yeah. Just going to slide it under.
Who are you speaking to? Well, my name's Tara Shay.
Sorry, can you speak up?
Tara Shay.
Tara Shay?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tara Shay.
Aloha. How are you feeling this moment?
I am doing well. I like being in this room with all these people. Mm. Do you have a question for me?
Thank you for answering questions. So what tips when's my baby's birthday?
When is the baby's birthday? On the day she was born!
That's a good one. Okay. Tips for grounding in the human matter, our bodies, as we're interdimensional beings. Experiencing life. I'm going to ask it again.
Yeah, I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
Tips for grounding, landing in our physical matter of our bodies, our vessels, as living as interdimensional beings and creatures. And
so you're asking her how to be grounded in the body. While we're
tips.
Also interdimensional beings. Mm-hmm. Tips.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear that, Contemple? Yeah, I don't know. I need a tip. I'm going to find a tip. Okay. I'm going to look for a tip. Get in the water. Do you like the water?
Oh, much, much of a water baby, correct.
Get in the water. And then get out on the land. And then get back in the water. And then get out on the land. And feel the difference. Feel the difference.
Harmony.
When you're in the water, it's like you're in another dimension. It is another dimension. It's the water. Do you know the water is another dimension? Get in the water, get out of the water, get in the water, get out of the water, and then you notice how you feel when you're out of the water. And when you're out of the water, you have to breathe.
Harmonizing elements.
Sorry?
Harmonizing elements, I can feel that. Thank you.
It's very important for humans to breathe. That's why so many traditions teach people how to breathe, and people say, why do I need to learn how to breathe? It's automatic, but you need to learn how to breathe. This is one of the tips. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to use your breathing.
Being present.
The breathing really puts you in your body and helps you stay embodied and stay in your body. Also, you need to pay attention to your feet. You need to pay attention to your feet. You need to walk on the earth with your bare feet. You need to walk on the earth with your bare feet in the place where you live. And you need to tell the place where you live that you love it. You need to love where you live. You need to love your embodiment. You need to love the sensuous life you've been given. This is the way to stay embodied and to, even though you're interdimensional, is to love this beautiful earth and love all the experiences you have through all the many senses that she created. You say, thank you, earth, that I get to smell. Thank you, earth, that I get to sing, and I can hear. I can hear because of the air molecules. All of the gifts that the earth has given you. This is another tip. Gratitude for your life. Gratitude for the beauty that embodiment offers. Humans are so lucky. They get to live on a planet that created flowers. They get to live on a planet with eyes. You get to look and see. All of this is such a gift. This is another tip. So that was three tips. Getting in the water, out of the water, the foot, walking with your feet, and being gratitude for all the earth gives you. Do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah, those are the tips you said. In and out of the water, grounding on the earth, breath work, and gratitude practice. So the next would be, while being accountable as the individual who perceives their reality, the experience, how to navigate the centeredness while the timelines shift into the identity we decide, as you were saying earlier about, you know, the healed self, and, you know, like, I feel like it's choosing identity, but what would be that path present to do in the, or to be in the meantime?
How to, can you make it a little shorter? I'm not following.
As we resume accountability that we perceive our reality, the experience, what steps to make in the meanwhile as a shifting to the ideal timelines?
Ideal timeline, always and forever. Mm-hmm. This moment is the ideal timeline. You can focus on this moment, the next moment, the next moment. That's the ideal timeline. Being present is the ideal timeline. Being aware, being awake, being here, now. That could mean also if you are meditating and you feel you have gone to a different timeline in the meditation, you're also going to be present in that timeline. But you don't even know you're in a different timeline because you're being present. You see what I'm saying? Be present to the present. That's the way, and that's the ideal timeline, and that's the way to know the ideal timeline. It's like being present to whatever, to what is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would be how training the mind when it wants to pull you to previous memories, when you are disciplining yourself with compassion to stay present.
What are you trying to say? I think that you seem sad. Are you sad?
Very thankful.
What?
I'm very thankful.
You're very thankful?
Yeah, I might go back and forth from being sad and happy. Like the ebb and flow of a seawater wave. Ebb and flow. Concentrating.
Memories are also beautiful. There's a reason for memories. If a memory comes into the present, you can choose to engage it or not, but you could also say, why are you here? Why are you here? What do you want to say to me? You could be curious. It's okay the memories come while you're trying to be present. They're also part of the present. Everything that shows up is the present. So if the memory comes in, greet it with curiosity like they told Grady. Be curious. Why are you here? What do you want to say to me? Haven't we had this conversation before? I'm tired of this conversation. Can we change the conversation? Start to loosen things up a little. Start to ask questions. Start to shake it up a little. It doesn't have to be rigid. It has to be joyful, joyful, joyful. Try to be joyful with the memories or the things that you feel are being intrusive and you're trying to be present. Try to bring joy to those too and just see how that feels and see it rather not as a distraction but as something that's wanting your attention.
Thank you. So witnessing curiosity. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sunday. You ready for another one? Another friend? Katrina.
Hello, Contemple. Hello, my name is Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want to know, what's the best way for me to share my nature-inspired energy work with people and still support myself well financially?
So what was the nature what?
Oh, it's nature-inspired energy work.
Okay. How to
share that with people and still support myself financially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nature-inspired energy work. I like that.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Is this a body work?
What's that?
Is this body work or is it?
No, it's distance energy work.
Distance energy work. And where does nature come in?
Nature comes in because I ask my clients to connect with a nature being where they live, that a being that's willing to help us support my client's healing intention.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You mean someone like me?
Yes, exactly.
You ask them to connect in the one to help support their healing?
Yes.
And this isn't bringing you money?
Not currently, no.
Well, are you making
offerings to the nature spirits that you're calling upon?
Somewhat, yes. I mean, I do talk with them and ask if there are offerings that they would like. So sometimes they ask for a song. Sometimes they ask me to share something with somebody. I'm not doing it like, maybe I need to do it more regularly or more consistently. I also ask my clients, though, to open their ears and their hearts to whether the nature beings would like something from them as well in offering.
I don't think that's the wrong way, Katrina.
Okay.
But if you want to make money off working with nature spirits, then you gotta feed the nature spirits much more than you are.
Okay.
It's a two-way street, you know? Like, hello?
Okay.
Okay, so you want the energy flowing your way, and you're seeing the energy as money. But please stay open to other ways that the energy can flow to you that might lead to money. So remember that it might not be a direct correlation. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, for example, let's say someone asks you, oh, can you come teach a workshop on that? Well, that's okay. That's another way, right?
Yes.
So stay open to that and also start thinking a little outside the box like that, okay?
Yep.
Lots of ways that the energy could flow to you in the form of abundance that is not going to be directly correlated. So stay open to that. But the number one thing you need, you have a shrine?
Yes.
You have a shrine to the nature spirit?
Yes.
And you're feeding it?
Yes.
You're feeding it with material offerings?
What do you mean by material?
I mean like water, vodka, tea, flowers, flower water.
Okay. So yes, water and flour mostly. Flowers.
Are you doing it every time before a session?
No.
Okay. I recommend you do it every time before a session because you are encouraging people to call on that round, correct?
Yes.
So every time you're doing a session, you are spending our money. Are you getting this?
Got it.
You're spending our money. And you're spending money like over there in New England and down there in Tennessee. And you're spending money all over the place. I want to be paid back. And then, so you see that I'm not really talking about money. I'm talking about opening the flow of energy in a reciprocal fashion so that the abundance can flow to you. Are you getting that?
Yes.
So I recommend you do that. I'm seeing a little crystal ball. Is there a crystal ball on your shrine?
No.
Okay.
I have some, like, salt lamps.
Salt lamps?
I don't know if it's that or something else.
I want you to have a little crystal ball on the stand. And I want you to have a little bowl beside it. And sometimes you're going to pour the offerings. If they're liquid, you're going to pour them over that crystal ball. The crystal ball is the earth.
Yes. Right?
Because nature all comes from the earth, correct?
Yeah.
So you're really, it's the earth that you're creating a debt to, right?
Yeah.
You pour it on the earth and say, thank you so much for all this beautiful energy. And I'm about to do a session and I'm paying it forward, baby.
Got it.
Okay. And then you can either do the same thing every time, or if you're a good listener, which you probably are, you can offer different things every time. But things like cornflower, rose water, little dry roses.
Rose water. What was the first one?
Cornflower?
Cornflower. Okay, got it.
Cornflower is really good for the earth because the first people offered a lot of cornflower. It's honoring the first people when you offer cornflower.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to make sure to do that too. And then honey. Honey's really good. Things that the fairies love, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, and then tell them at a time when you're not going to do a session, they can make offerings and say, I would love to do more of this work. Please open the flow of abundance between us so we can all be fed, and bring it to me in any form that you wish. I'm open to any form. You can put boundaries on it if you want, but just, you know, to open that other options, right?
Yeah.
Hold up. She's trying to tell me something else. Have your client also make a little offering?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You also might, when you're working with a client, they can make a little offering afterwards?
Yes, okay.
And so it could be simple, it could be honey, a coin, nothing too extravagant, but to the earth.
Coin or honey. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Your work sounds really nice.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I would love to have you approve.
All right. Hi, Kintombe. How's Teresa doing?
Teresa's doing okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's Donna and Elizabeth. Did you guys say your name right?
Yes.
Okay. How are you? Which one was
Oshana? Hello, Kintombe.
Hi.
My name is Oshana. I am so pleased to meet you or speak to you this evening.
What was your name again?
Oshana.
Oshana.
Hello, my daughter Oshana. Is here with me. Her name's Olivia.
Your daughter is with you?
Yeah.
Is that the daughter I've been hearing?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Olivia. Yeah. Hello, baby!
Do you have any babies?
Do I have a baby?
Yeah.
I have a baby that's 31.
Oh, awesome. Closer to my age. Yeah. Get some babies.
Hello, Olivia.
My question is, how do I renew or reinvigorate my own connection and spark with magicalness and keep it alive in my child?
How do you reconnect yourself and keep it alive in your child?
And so I'm glad you think she was asking you. Do you have pet babies?
Woo! So many babies!
Oh, yes, yes.
My babies are Steve!
Yay for babies!
Can you get back in touch with your magic? I'm going to start with the easy one, and that is your baby. The big secret is, don't talk her out of her magic. That's the whole secret. The only thing that makes those babies lose their magic is the adults and other people telling them it's not true.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was young, my brother. He kind of smacked me and said, rude awakening, what are you doing, no magic, in other words, but, you know, yeah. One of my life moments of trying to shut it down, or, yeah, someone outside saying, nope, not real.
Right now, you're very busy. Mm. So I'm not going to give you a lot of work.
Thanks.
But I'm seeing you. Do you drink coffee in the morning?
Yes. No caffeine, but I like coffee.
No caffeine?
Yes.
Decaf?
Yes.
We really like coffee. You know why?
Why?
It smells so good, and everybody says, oh my goodness, I love that smell! And everybody feels happy, happy, happy! And then for a minute, they get energy like we have! And they love it, they love it! Don't you just start with a very simple thing of in your coffee in the morning? Well, you're going to slow down now. You're going to have to slow down. Do you have other kids at home?
Nope, just this one.
You're going to slow down, right?
Uh-huh.
You're going to say, okay, I'm going to drink this coffee now, and I'm going to notice that I'm drinking this coffee, and I'm going to try not going to multitask while I'm drinking my coffee, right?
Yeah.
I know that's hard for you, mothers of young children. I'm going to drink my coffee now, and you're going to sit in front of your coffee, and you're going to stir your coffee, and you're going to stir an intention into your coffee.
Okay.
Okay, so the intention in the beginning is, I intend to be reunited with my mother.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to drink the coffee. And then the next day, you're going to do it again with a different intention, or maybe the same intention.
Okay.
This is the beginning. Because magic needs attention, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So it's hard when you have a young baby to, you know, you get distracted a lot. So that's the first part. It's taking the time to give it a little bit of attention.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Do you have support?
Yes.
So can you go for walks?
Yes.
Can you go for walks without your baby?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Sometimes. Not often. Maybe really short ones.
Maybe what?
Short ones.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a yard?
Yes. Beautiful woods surrounding me.
So, are you a stay-at-home mom?
More or less. I spend time with other children with my child.
Do you have Dusty Nap?
Yes.
Okay. So, and are you there? You're there with your nap?
Mostly, yeah.
So could you go out to the tree while she naps?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know which tree you're going to pick?
Yes, there's a circle of redwoods where I've created a lot of fairy deva offerings.
Okay.
So not just one tree, but a little family.
But first you have to give up what you, not give up, but you need, there's something you need to grieve.
Grieve?
Yes.
Okay. Am I supposed to know right now what it is, or
say it? I might tell you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but what is that, Contumbler? It's some kind of dream. It's a dream that got left behind. Are you a writer?
Yes.
Are you able to write?
I feel like I can, and it has been like very short form kind of poetry, but it's like I don't feel seized for many years now by the urge to write like I did.
And are you missing it?
Yes. The overtaken by the muse. It has been quite some time.
Overtaken what?
By the muse.
So then you're going to write some grieving poetry to these trees.
Okay.
First you're going to tell them that they are your new muse. It's okay, Olivia. She won't be gone for long. You're going to be sleeping anyway. Don't worry. She's not going to leave you. Lulu, you're going to tell the tree that they're your new music, and you're going to make an offering of water at the base of each tree. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to offer water in the center of the grove, saying, I release my grief for what used to be, and I open to what wants to be born. Something wants to be born. It's something new, but you keep thinking it's going to feel like something old, mm-hmm. and so you're missing it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to say, I'm ready for the new material. And then you're going to...
new material.
What?
Just repeating it. I'm not writing anything down, okay. So I'm going to...
Oh.
Anchoring.
Then you're going to go... How many trees are in this grove?
I think 7.
You're going to go to each tree and hear their poem of grief. Hmm. They're going to write their poems. They're going to give you your poems of grief. They're going to, you're going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can either keep them or not, but you're going to write them out mm-hmm. and bury them at the base of each tree.
Mm-hmm.
But at the bottom of each poem, you're going to write, I want my magic back.
Mm-hmm.
I want my magic back. I want my magic back. Give it back. I'm going to take it back. I'm going to take it back.
Thank you for your messages.
You write the poem, and then you're going to put it under your pillow?
Mm. Wait. I thought I was burying it at the base of the tree. When do I put it under my pillow? Before I bury it?
Both.
Okay.
She doesn't want you to do this too quickly.
Uh-huh.
Which you probably won't be able to anyway, but but she wants you to let one come through, bury it, sleep with it, and then let it work in you. There's mm-hmm. things that need to get unearthed inside your psyche, and right now you're moving at a slow pace because you have to, so give at least a week between each one.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Your magic is like you're holding her.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that's how you're experiencing most of the magic in your life.
Absolutely.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she will grow up. And soon, you'll have more time. So enjoy that magic too. Don't let that,
mm-hmm.
don't rush that away. Even though I know it's hard, and you can get very tired, but most of the magic right now is coming through that beautiful being, and you know that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
There's a lot more to say to you, but we need to give someone else a turn.
Thank you. I'm feeling
good
that
luck.
Completion moment.
Okay, Kintombe. Time is almost up, but Olivia picked a name out of the bowl, and she picked Anne K. So just keep in mind that you got about 8 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Kintombe.
Hello.
Hi.
This
is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hey. Hi. I would like to ask a question about my father. He died in 1998, and I'm feeling that it would be good for me to connect with him lately. And So I would like to ask him a couple of questions.
Your father?
Yes.
What is his name?
His full name was Wilmer Cecil Killebrew, and he was known as Bill. Yes. I want to know how he's doing. I'm feeling that there's a need to not straighten anything out, but I want to ask if there's something that I need to be doing differently, or I want to know how he's doing.
Okay, I'm asking him.
Okay.
Well, he's kind of, did he have a wry sense of humor?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's kind of smiling, a little smirky smile. And I don't know why, but he has a skirt on.
He has a what on?
He has a skirt on.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
And he has these little shoes that look like pilgrim shoes.
I can see it.
He did a little tap dance when I asked him how he's doing. And he did a little tap dance, and then he did a ta-da, and then he smiled and didn't say anything. So I think that he's a little bit of a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks okay to me. All right. So that first name was Wilbur?
Wilmer, W-I-L-M-E-R, Wilmer Cecil Killebrew.
Wilmer Killebrew, what an interesting name. What's going on, Wilmer? Well, he's saying, you know, I'd like some food from time to time.
What was that?
Food.
He'd like some food from time to time.
Oh, food, okay.
Do you ever offer him any food?
I was offering him and some other ancestors some milk with vanilla drops in it for a time. And that was a particular, that's not something I've been doing lately.
He wants some cake.
He wants cake?
He wants some cake.
Oh, really?
He wants to know what you think of him. What do you think of him? What do you think of me?
Well, I think
he's saying, I'm not so sure she likes me.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think of me?
Well, I like him a lot more than I did. And I really appreciate him lately. He was much easier to be with than most people in my life, but there was some, you know, tension toward the end of it, and so I wanted to know if he has any messages for me, if there's anything he wants from me. You just told me that he wanted cake.
Okay. He wants you to like him.
He okay.
Don't you like my dance? That's a little dance.
I can see it. Maybe with Scottish bagpipes.
I think he wants you to laugh more.
Okay.
I think he wants you to laugh more. He wants you to dance. And he wants you to know.
What do you want her to know?
Want you to enjoy your life. He said it's okay being dead, but it's better being alive. I didn't have these tattoos when I was alive. I would have liked to have them, he said. They're really cool. Where do you get them? Who gave them to you? I'm just putting them on for the show. That's what he said. I'm just putting them on for the show. Because I want her to laugh.
Tell him I really like them. I really like those shoes.
I like those shoes too. I like those shoes. Why are you wearing those shoes? I just put them on for the show to make her laugh. What else do you want to say to her? It's going to be all right. Thank you. It's going to be all right.
Okay.
It's going to be all right. What else do you want to say to her? I want to dance for her. Okay. Can you see him? He wants to dance for you.
He wants to dance?
Good. Can you try to see him? Close your eyes.
Okay.
And try to see him. Oh, and then he's coming and giving you a big hug.
Oh.
He's encouraging you. What do you do for fun, Ann?
Oh, this and that.
What?
There's not any particular thing that I do. I enjoy whatever I'm doing sometimes if I have a good attitude toward it, and there's not a particular thing that I do.
Is there a particular thing that you want to do?
Not that I know of.
You don't want to dance?
Well, yeah, I do dance sometimes, and I shall dance some more.
Dance more.
I will dance frequently.
You go to the farmer's market, eat the basketball, and dance.
Okay.
I want you to be around people more.
Uh-huh.
I want you to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
You want people more. Are you getting around enough people?
I am. I actually am getting around more people now than I have been in a while. And
That's good.
Yeah.
He said you could write him letters.
Okay.
You could write him letters. Let's see if you have a question for him. You can write him a letter and leave it out under the moon.
Read him under the moon?
We will leave it out under the moon.
Oh, okay.
He will answer you. He will stay open. Stay open. The answer coming to you.
Okay.
Also, you can get some shoes and leave them with the messages in the shoes.
Shoes? Funny shoes.
Shoes, the shoes.
And leave messages.
He's trying. He wants you to have fun with it.
Okay.
He says it's okay if you call him Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that he likes that. Do you have a horse?
No.
Do you like horses?
Yes, I haven't had much experience with them.
You what?
I have not had much experience with them, but I do like them.
Yes, I don't want to get a horse. I want to be around a horse. Did you have a toy horse when you were young?
No. I had a rocking goose instead of a rocking horse.
I rocked
all over the house and fell off of a porch. I rocked all the way off of it, but I was really into that goose.
He said a horse is going to turn up, and that's going to be one of the answers. A little horse, a little toy horse.
It's hard to imagine.
And you're going to get that horse, and you're going to bring it home.
It's a figurine, I think.
Like a figurine, okay.
What?
A figurine,
or even a bigger one, you know? They had those.
Right, not a real horse.
Okay, all right.
No, a toy horse.
Sure, her face was very
sharp. Okay,
shocked.
I was like.
if you see a horse and you buy a little toy horse, but then notice when you see a horse or hear about a horse, because that's him also speaking to you.
Hmm. Good to know.
Because horses are miraculous. And they're magical. And he wants you to notice them.
Tombley, I hate to interrupt, but you going past.
Oh, okay.
Can you wrap it up?
You gotta wrap it up, Tombley. I'm trying to understand this horse thing. He's doing fine, but he wants to joke with you, and he wants to have fun with you, and he wants to appreciate horses with you. I don't know. Did he ever go to the horse races or something? I'm not quite sure.
Maybe it'll come to me later what the connection is.
Anyway, so. So when you leave the note under the moon, he's saying dance with him when you leave it there.
Okay.
And you can leave it out under the moon, and you can put a glass of milk on it. That offering is for the moon. And the letter is under it, and then you're waiting for your answer or your reply, and you're going to stay open to how that might arrive.
The letter is under the...
Under the glass of milk.
Under the glass of milk.
Is his grave nearby?
No.
Where is it?
It's about an hour and a half drive.
Okay. So, Contumblay is saying that you can designate a rock. And do you have a yard?
Yes.
If you feel like it, you could make a little, a substitute grave, a little marker. Okay. And then you could leave him offerings there too and visit him there. So he would like the interaction that you also are longing for.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Contumblay.
Thank you, Contumblay.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Continue your good work as humans.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Contumblay. Thank you, Contumblay. I love you.
So sorry that not everybody got picked. But I hope you all enjoyed this experience. If you have any questions or comments or discussions, feel free to ask me. Yeah. Has anybody ever done anything like this before?
Yeah, sort of.
You have?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of? Like with Contumblay?
I mean, I haven't been. No, not with Contumblay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Teresa usually work with the same individual or different individuals come in?
So we get merged. That's our initiation. Is we are basically in a spirit marriage with whichever Wedame or Contumblay work with us and are close to us. So as we're on the path to becoming a diviner, you start to get to know your personal allies, and then you're merged with them. So it seems, for now, that Teresa has been interacting with one Contumblay, who's from the stars, and she identifies as a she, female energy, and she's very, very starry and cosmic in her worldview. Yeah. Anybody else? No? Okay, well, if you have any questions down the road, like something pops up, or you just want to reach out to Teresa because you want to experience this one-on-one, or you want to stick divination, you can reach her at her website. It's ritualgoddess.com, or Stregatree is our community of diviners. So Eleni is a diviner, and I'm a diviner, and Stuart is a mentee on his way to becoming a diviner. And so there's a bunch of us in the area, and we have different
different classes and offerings that we do. Sometimes we do community rituals, and we're hoping to do more of these. It came up in a divination, actually, a stick divination that Teresa was getting from me, and they asked her if she would do this, you know, like, you need to voice divine more, and we want you to go into the community, like, the Sebastopol, like, where you live, right, like, the land where you live, the people that you live around, and really start to offer this as an anecdote to the energy that's happening in the world, you know, because it's so overwhelming, and the place that we can really start is our own community, right, and just, like, grounding into our family and our community. And I'm not saying put your head in the sand to everything that's going on, but also at the same time, like, that's where change is, and so that's why we decided to offer this.
I do have a question
for
you. I get stuff, and I don't know what to do with it. Some of my elders have said, well, wait and keep doing what you're doing, because I walk a certain way of life. Somebody was like, well, just wait and see. But there's a part of me that's wondering what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I can kind of get it. You know, I can get it. But, like, I'm like, well, am I supposed to do something with this? And, well, you know, what do I do? And, or do I just kind of, like, you know, just not do anything?
Right. Are you walking a particular path?
Yeah, I walk the
right
red
now?
Road.
Okay.
I go to Sundances.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray with a certain medicine. But it was after my son was born that I started to really, like, it, like, blew everything
open. The
day
initiation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I'd already been working with medicine, but now it's like, now I'm wondering, and I feel pressure, like an internal pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm, so
yeah,
I really
and know. So there's nobody in your community that you're working with that's offering mentorship or guidance for kind of.
They just said just to keep doing what I do, mm-hmm. in the prayers that I walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it, for that, it just kind of maybe not just naturally kind of like.
Opens
well,
up.
But what he was talking about was that because it wasn't. There was something that came to, for me to do,
mm-hmm.
and I hesitated about it. Because I felt like I needed permission.
I see.
And so when I talked to him about it, he said, just wait, because those are very subtle energies. And you don't want to, people have good intentions, you know, sometimes to serve others. But if you move too fast, it couldn't maybe potentially not be helpful for other people.
I see.
Uh-huh. So it was like water. It was like a water altar.
Okay.
So I just waited on it, but I feel like it just, it gets unclear.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I see that a lot as a stick diviner. People that come to see me often have started down some sort of a path, and then they're not, it's not like a full mentorship that you're receiving, so there's often people that are a little bit lost, and they're really trying to connect back to the earth through whatever way has come to them.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I feel the Wedame, that's their specialty. So the Wedame are the elemental beings of the wild and nature, and Kintomble are the beings of water. And and I just feel like Wedame are just so great at helping people, you know, hone down through, like, prescription ritual to really start opening up and awakening their own work and their own abilities.
Yeah.
And so,
Because it's not something I can control necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like, usually it's just, like, things that kind of come to me. I'm like, oh. And then later I'm like, oh, okay, that's the spirit that walks with this person. Oh, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
right, but you don't have, like, a solid container to hold.
No, I don't. And sometimes I feel like I see stuff. I don't want to see that. I don't know why this thing is coming.
Right,
I don't know
it can
what
be
it
scary.
Is. Yeah, it could be scary.
Yeah,
so,
I
yeah.
totally feel
yeah.
that. And I think that, you know, that's why, so this type of work has been held for over 5,000 years in Africa. That's the reason that Maladoma Somme was sent over here from Africa to bring us this medicine, because we need it, right? We're pretty, like, we have all these gifts, and we don't know how to use them, and we're scared, and our lineages are broken. And so the Dagara have held their style of divination for so many years untouched, right? Mm-hmm. They're like a country that doesn't have a ton of gold and a ton of diamonds, mm-hmm. and they've been left alone for the most part, and they've been able to preserve their cosmology and their technologies, and so they're really potent, mm-hmm. and they're really good for keeping a container for all of us. Like, I've found it to be just such good medicine for people that are really, I don't want to use the word, I'm trying to say a word for fragmented. I don't mm-hmm. think you're fragmented, no, but you know what I mean? Yeah, where it's just like a little bit of this, and you don't have like somebody to hold your hand. It's like the Wedame will hold your hand and guide you. So I don't know if you've ever had divination with Teresa before.
No,
or
I haven't.
Okay,
I haven't.
So there's a bunch of us that do it if you want to get a stick divination. Stick divination is really grounded and a really great place to start to connect that way, and you get really concrete prescriptions, right? It's just like she was giving prescriptions. It's more prescriptive even with the stick divination. And you're like, you leave and you're like, okay, I got a game plan. And then it opens up, and then you come back for another one, and mm-hmm. then it opens up more. And the next thing you know, you have a lot of things in place in your life that are grounding the energy, grounding your medicine, mm-hmm. and helping you develop on your path and your connection.
Yeah, because I feel like a really strong tug, like you're not supposed to be like just pretending this doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And like, especially like around ancestor stuff, I'm like, okay, well, all right. So thank you. I don't want to take more time. But
no,
thank
you. I'm happy to talk to you anytime if you ever want to chat.
Thank you.
Take my business card.
Yeah, I will.
And,
thank you. What was your name again?
Amy.
Amy. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amy. I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
That it? Everybody can think? There's books over here that Teresa is a prolific writer. She has 9 different books.
Yeah.
And some of them, like I said, they're basically textbooks on how to be a medicine person and work with the land. And some of them are novels. And her latest project is this oracle deck. It's really awesome. It's the Oscan Oracle. So she, like I said, she's a Strega. And she started researching the roots of the Italian Strega. And it goes back to the Yanara, which is a really, really ancient people, and they have their own alphabet, or their own language called Oscan.
Where do they live?
In Italy.
Right, but where in Italy?
I think all over. Well, she's from the Abruzzo, but I think the Yanara are, I think she's actually traced it, and maybe even prior to them, it all kind of goes back to Manoa. But it's a really, really fun oracle deck. And then, there's my business card, her business card, and I'm offering, we do group stick divinations in our community when we want to, like, discover a new thing. And I'm offering them to the public now, so I'm doing a 3-part divination of rose, lavender, and poppy. It's going to be on Zoom. And we're just going to listen to the plants. What they want to say to us. So, that's our offering.
Oh, thank you.
So, thanks so much, guys, for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Amy, thank you for presenting tonight. And I'd like the audience to stick around for about a minute to hear what's coming next. We, first of all, we have a donation bowl here for a nonprofit.
I appreciate any donations. I have a Venmo. Sorry.
Next week, we're going to have talk by Melissa Craig Morse, and it'll be an event where we practice toning and chanting to activate different chakras in our bodies. The following week will be an event with Michael Rinaldini, who is a Taoist and teacher of Qigong. The week after that, we have an open week on the 15th of May. On the 22nd, Cooch Daniels will be here to talk about her combination of runes and tarot and astrology. And I think that's going to be very interesting. We'll be invited to bring our own birth charts in and
work with them in a tarot sense. So that's something new.
That sounds
and
fun.
The last Thursday in May, Hanan Azam will be here to talk about the hermetic tradition that he's been working with and how to become your own stargate with access to other dimensions. Mm-hmm. So thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.